This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent. Active ingredient, S, inactivated quadrivalent influenza vaccine, Spliferian influenza virus hemagglutinin. This leaflet provides important information about using Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent? Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent contains the active ingredient influenza virus hemagglutinin. Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent is a vaccine. Vaccines are used to help protect you against infectious diseases. Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent is recommended to help protect you against influenza, flu and associated pneumonia in persons aged 60 years and older. Influenza, flu is a disease caused by different strains of the influenza virus. The influenza virus can spread rapidly, especially in homes or institutions, where it can be very easy for someone to catch flu and spread the disease. Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent works by helping the body to make antibodies. These antibodies help the body to recognize the flu virus and help prevent the infection. It takes a few weeks for the body to produce these antibodies. Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent will only help to prevent flu if it is caused by one of the four strains of virus contained in the vaccine or other strains closely related to them. Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent will not prevent flu if you are incubating the disease before vaccination or if it is caused by another virus. Previous injections of flu vaccine are unlikely to give you protection against the current strains of flu virus most common this year, so you will need to receive a vaccine against flu every year, especially if you are at risk. Your doctor will be able to recommend the best time for you to be vaccinated. Flu is present every year, even when epidemics or outbreaks are not reported. What should I know before I am given Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent? Warnings. Do not use Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent if you are allergic to the active ingredients, or any of the ingredients, listed at the end of this leaflet. You have ever had a severe allergic reaction after getting any flu vaccine. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can receive this vaccine. Check with your doctor if you have or have had Guillain-Barré syndrome, severe muscle weakness, after getting a flu vaccine. Have or have had an immune response problem, because the immune response to the vaccine may be diminished. Have bleeding problems, or bruise easily. Have an illness with a high or moderate temperature, or an acute illness. The vaccination should be postponed until after you have recovered. After vaccination, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent and affect how it works. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking medicines that may reduce your immune response, such as corticosteroids, for example prednisone, medicines used to treat cancer, chemotherapy, radiotherapy, or other medicines affecting the immune system. Having other vaccines. Your doctor will advise you if Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent may be given with another vaccine. Check with your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent. How is Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent given? Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent is administered by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist as a single 0.7 milliliter injection injected into the muscles of the upper arm. What should I know about being given Fluzone High-Dose Quadrivalent? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you notice signs of allergic reactions that may include difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, throat, or tongue, cold, clammy skin, palpitations, dizziness, weakness, fainting, rash, or itching, driving, or using machines. Do not drive or use machines if you are feeling unwell after vaccination. Wait until any effects of the vaccine have worn off before you drive or use machines. Looking after your vaccine. Fluzone hydroxyquadrivalent is usually stored in the doctor's surgery or clinic or at the pharmacy. However, if you need to store Fluzone hydroxyquadrivalent, keep Fluzone hydroxyquadrivalent in the original packaging until it is time for it to be given. Keep it in the refrigerator. Store at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze Fluzone hydroxyquadrivalent. Do not use Fluzone hydroxyquadrivalent after the expiry date which is stated on the carton after EXP. Do not use Fluzone hydroxyquadrivalent if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted vaccine. If you no longer need to use this vaccine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this vaccine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. At the injection site. Pain. Redness. Erythema. Swelling. Hardness. Induration. Bruising. Itching. Pruritus. Systemic side effects. Muscle aches. Myalgia. Feeling unwell. Malaise. Headache. Fever. Chills. Shivering. Feeling sick. Nausea. Diarrhea. Cough. Vertigo. Tiredness. Fatigue. Vomiting. Dizziness. Flushing. Hives, urticaria, joint pain, arthralgia, night sweats, rash, inflammation of the nose, rhinorrhea, pain in extremity, inflammation of the throat, oropharyngeal pain, abnormal lack of energy, asthenia, temporary reduction in the number of blood particles called platelets, thrombocytopenia, swollen glands in neck, armpit, or groin, lymphadenopathy. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Severe allergic reactions, anaphylaxis including swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or any other part of the body, and which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, and angioedema, rare skin condition with severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals, Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Numbness, or pins and needles sensation, paresthesia. Neurological disorders that may result in stiff neck, confusion, numbness, pain and weakness of the limbs, loss of balance, loss of reflexes, paralysis of part, or all the body, encephalomyelitis and transverse myelitis, brachial neuritis, Guillain-Barre syndrome, fits, convulsions including febrile convulsions, facial palsy, Bell's palsy, vision disorders due to the optic nerve's dysfunction. Optic neuritis / neuropathy, fainting, syncope shortly after vaccination, blood vessel inflammation, vasculitis which may result in skin rashes, and in very rare cases in temporary kidney problems, blood vessel opening, vasodilatation, chest pain, wheezing, throat tightness, difficulty breathing, dyspnea, excess of blood in the white of the eye, ocular hyperemia. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this vaccine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. What Fluzone hydroxyquadrivalent contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Influenza virus hemagglutinin of the following strains. A/Victoria/4897/2022 H1N1 PTM09-like strain. A/Victoria/4897/2022 RVR238. Wild type. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate, monobasic sodium phosphate, octoxinol 9, water for injection, and traces of formaldehyde. Potential allergens. Fluzone hydrosquadrivalent contains less than 1 microgram of albumin, egg protein per dose. Do not receive this vaccine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Fluzone hydrosquadrivalent does not contain any antibiotics or preservative. Fluzone hydrosquadrivalent syringes are not made with natural rubber latex. What Fluzone hydrosquadrivalent looks like. Fluzone hydrosquadrivalent is supplied as single dose, 0.7 milliliters pre-filled syringe without needles, OSTAR 320962. Who distributes Fluzone hydrosquadrivalent? Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd 12, 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113 Australia. Telephone 1-800-818-8806. Email, medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in November 2024. FLUS HD KIV CCDSV 4 MIV 6-15 OFF 24.